Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, and welcome to the Tortoise Credit Strategies Weekly Podcast. I'm Jeff Brothers, Senior Portfolio Manager on the investment team at Tortoise Credit, and I'm responsible for setting the strategy for the securitized product sectors within the portfolio. For today's podcast, we'll start with a brief review of the fixed income markets over the past week, and then shift gears and discuss an important topic in the bond markets today, the Federal Reserve's monetary policy, and specifically focus on the upcoming reduction to the Fed's balance sheet and how it could potentially impact the agency mortgage market. So starting with a quick recap of the fixed income markets, the big news the last week was the escalating geopolitical risks with the bombings in Syria and now in Afghanistan, and also more saber rattling in North Korea. We also had important economic news, which for the most part was weaker than expected and showed some signs of moderating inflation pressures. Most notable was the soft retail sales report on Friday, with the March headline declining 0.2%, and February's report was revised from a gain of 0.1% to a decline of 0.3%. The weakness in retail sales was primarily attributable to the auto sales, which fell 1.2% for the month, further reinforcing the idea that auto sales have peaked for the cycle. Lastly, in terms of economic news, the March CPI report showed a moderation in inflation pressures, with the headline measure declining 0.3% and the core inflation down 0.1%, which was actually the first monthly decline in core inflation since January of 2010. The net result for the markets was that U.S. interest rates fell on a flight to quality bid, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield moving below the recent trading range to end the week at 2.24%, and in general, riskier assets underperformed on the heightened geopolitical risk. Next, turning to our special topic of the week, the Fed's balance sheet reinvestment and its potential impact on the mortgage market. To start, just some brief background on the Fed's balance sheet following the financial crisis in 2008, the Federal Reserve moved aggressively to ease monetary policy in support of the economy, but quickly came up against the zero bound of interest rates and was unable to continue to cut rates to stabilize the economy. At this point, they embarked on the unconventional and unprecedented policy tool of quantitative easing, and the plan was to purchase U.S. Treasuries and agency mortgage-backed securities for the Fed's balance sheet, with the goal of lowering mortgage rates, supporting the housing market, and promoting a stronger pace of economic growth. At the peak of the purchase program, the Fed was exerting a very powerful technical force on the markets, especially in the agency mortgage market. With monthly MBS purchases as high as $40 billion, the Fed buying actually exceeded the available new issue supply to the market. By 2014, with the economy stabilizing, the Fed ended the net additions to their portfolio, but maintained the size of the balance sheet through reinvestment of maturing U.S. Treasuries and monthly principal paydowns in the mortgage market. The end result of the quantitative easing was that the balance sheet grew from approximately $800 billion prior to the crisis to $4.5 trillion today, with $2.5 trillion in U.S. Treasuries and $1.8 trillion in agency MBS. The plan for reducing the Fed's balance sheet is still being developed, but we have received some guidance, including the recent minutes from the March Fed meeting. In terms of timing, the Fed has stated they would address the balance sheet once they were along the path towards normalizing interest rates. And with three rate hikes on the books and expectations for two more this year, the Fed appears closer to achieving that objective. In the recently released Fed minutes, they indicated that reductions could start as soon as the end of this year. They've also stated a preference for a gradual and predictable approach in order to avoid surprising the markets, and if possible, they would avoid outright asset sales, but rather allow the portfolio to run off with maturities and principal paydowns. The market was expecting the Fed to begin by reducing agency MBS to start, but from the recent minutes, we learned the reductions could come from treasuries and agency mortgages concurrently, and that reinvestments would likely be tapered rather than outright ended. Now let's tie everything back to the investment implications for the agency mortgage market. The most direct impact will come from the supply and demand balance in the agency mortgage market. As mentioned, at the peak of the asset purchase program, the Fed was buying in excess of the net supply, thereby lowering mortgage rates and increasing mortgage security valuations. To put the magnitude in context, the Fed's balance sheet went from holding no mortgages to being the second largest holder, only behind domestic banks. Their $1.8 trillion portfolio today represents approximately 30% of the overall agency mortgage market. Even with the shift from net additions to now only reinvestment, their monthly purchases have been sizable, ranging between $15 and $40 billion, depending on the level of mortgage refinancing activity. Using a conservative approach based on the current purchases between $15 and $20 billion per month and a gradual approach to tapering the reinvestment, the mortgage market could possibly need to absorb approximately $100 to $150 billion and net supply from the Fed's portfolio in 2018. Again, to put the numbers into context, expectations for the entire 2017 are for only over slightly $200 billion in net new supply. So the Fed's balance sheet runoff could have a significant impact on the supply and demand technicals for the mortgage market. Our view is that mortgage valuations, which are already on the rich side, would need to cheapen to attract new buyers to absorb the additional supply from the Fed's portfolio runoff. So far, the markets have largely shrugged off the approaching reduction in the balance sheet. But just as the tide rolled in for the mortgage market and the Fed buying lifted valuations, the tide is now rolling out. And as Warren Buffett famously said, only when the tide rolls out do you discover who's been swimming naked. Thank you for listening to the Tortoise Credit Podcast, and hopefully you will join us for next week's edition.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next guest. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.